You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The Bay Area is known for its mural art. Vibrant colors, intricate details, and a variety of styles tell the stories of diverse communities. This summer, a new mural in San Francisco went up. It's called Humanity is Key and tells the story of an artist's homeland, Palestine. KELW's Mira Nabulsi has the story behind the artwork.
In the Mission District by the 101 at San Francisco's Upper Market area, a mural covers three of the four sides of a building in the quiet Elgin Park neighborhood. Completing the mural took about 6 months. The artist, Chris Rosales, shows me around the building and explains the process of how it all came together.
I mean, we didn't use projectors. I didn't use any projectors or anything like that. I just measured out the building. And then like on a piece of paper, and then just figured out where things should be, you know, just learn the wall. It's like a mosaic in a way, like, but it's very different, you know, different style, almost like it's not proportionate. It's not like even. It's very random, you know, but
it's more organic.
But I like that kind of, you know, what that does. I like what that creates.
Pedestrians walking to Elgin Park from Market Street can't miss a major part of the mural, where Chris depicts Amal, the main character in the mural, a woman wearing a beautiful embroidered dress.
Well, the most intricate part of the piece is the dress. It's her thobe, which is a traditional Palestinian dress.
Thobes are normally handmade. The embroidered patterns, mostly geometric, and designs differ from one area of Palestine to another, forming an identity badge indicating a woman's region. The history of the Palestinian embroidery and thobes can be traced to hundreds, even thousands of years ago. And historically, they told the story of village life and used to also indicate a woman's social status. And in the mural, Amal's off-white dress with dark red patterns was inspired by the traditional thobe of the Ramallah area. That's where Chris's family originally comes from. He says Amal is the spirit of this mural. She's the hero and the hope, a tribute to Palestinian women.
Most of the people I know who are activists and working for Palestine are not to take away from the men, but most of them are women. And so I have to, you know, recognize that and pay homage to it too.
On the mural, Amal is a Palestinian returning to the homeland. She carries an orange in one hand and a key in the other. The orange is a major crop of the coastal area of historic Palestine, where Christians, Muslims, and Jews lived and collaborated to maintain the beautiful orchards for generations. As for
the key represents the right of return. Yeah,
for people's
homes that they left or were kicked out of in 1948, and she's like handing the key to one of the kids that's climbing over, basically telling them, you know, let's go back home, you know, let's go.
A central element of the mural stretching across the building is the image of a tall gray wall cutting through farmland, representing what the Israeli government calls the security fence or barrier, and what Palestinians call the apartheid wall. Israel began building the wall in 2002. It's projected to extend over 800 kilometers, that's about 500 miles, cutting through Palestinian land. Chris says this wall is one of the most striking images of life in present-day Palestine.
I had to put the wall on the building because I feel like it's the most important visual thing that people can pick up from the situation in Palestine and show, like, you know, the degree of the situation, you know. So, people don't talk about it a lot. It gets, like, swept under the rug. They're talking about everything else, but, you know, and, yeah, it's just another thing that we have to call out.
Chris says he came up with the idea for the wall after discussing it with Ron Dudum, the owner of the building, whose family also came to the U.S. from Palestine. They saw the wall as a display of the connection between struggles of communities of color in the U.S. and those in their ancestral land.
You know, because of his connection to, you know, what's happening here on the border in America and this whole thing with Trump and his wall. And then, yeah, I mean, it's an important thing, you know, and the kids,
they're brown kids, you know, they could be Mexican, they could be Arab, doesn't matter, you know, so, you know, I think it should be able to speak out to everybody.
The kids Chris mentions are depicted on the mural climbing the wall. He says they're yearning for freedom. Above them is a blue sky with Martin Luther King's famous quote, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." Another quote is written on top of an orange sun that shines over farmland. It's in Arabic by Palestinian author Ghassan Kenafani, and it says, "You can't find the sun in a locked room." Although Chris says there is no bad time for speaking out, he still sees the current political moment as an opportunity.
I think there's a new platform for young, you know, kids, children of color, or like people of color in general, to feel like they have a place, or like have like a, can like speak out, because yeah, there's such like a blatant adversary, you know, like Trump makes himself so clear, you know, how he feels.
But he says racism has always been part of his life. Chris grew up between San Francisco and Detroit, Michigan. He recalls moving from Detroit to a predominantly white suburb and coming home one day to find a swastika painted on his family's home. Being Palestinian and an Arab in America meant navigating mostly negative stereotypes.
No matter what, you're going to get stereotyped. If they don't think that, if they're not like sucked in by Fox News and they think that you're like a terrorist, then they're like from the city and they think like you own a liquor store. Or they are, you know, whatever.
Oh, that's actually it. I feel like that's one that we don't hear too much about, maybe.
Yeah.
We hear more about the terrorists.
Yeah.
We hear more about like people getting called sand. N-word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the liquor store, that's an interesting one.
Oh, I mean, that's like the famous joke, like why are Arabs so bad at boxing, you know?
I don't know it.
Because when they get hit in the corner, they open up a liquor store.
Yeah, I'm not from here, so I don't know that one.
Chris says his grandparents have had to hide their heritage at times, especially when they first came to the U.S., they would pretend to be from other countries in fear of being judged or harassed. They wouldn't talk politics, and they wanted to leave their traumas and their past experiences under occupation behind. Chris, who is second-generation Palestinian-American, says he considers himself privileged compared to newer immigrants. That's why he finds it necessary for his art to stand up for something.
Being born and raised here, and then like even my parents too, being first generation, my parents are born and raised here too, so in a way it's given me a little bit of a like a open door to feel like to say whatever I want in a way, and I see it as like an advantage, because I know like a lot of my friends who are Arab or Palestinian, either they're first generation themselves, like they came here, or their parents came here, and so for them they kind of like they learned how to be more quiet about, you know, what they were like about their culture, or not be so like outward with it. I think it's because, you know, their parents are worried, they want them to fit in, you know, they don't want them to have trouble, like they want them to be able to get through life.
Chris's mural art can be found all over San Francisco. He hopes that his way of cultural and political expression will inspire other youth of color to speak out against injustice and for compassion. That's why he called his mural "Humanity is Key," to emphasize that even in the face of violence and injustice, we should never lose our humanity. It's a story of belonging to the Bay, but also to our ancestral homeland. From San Francisco, for Cross Currents, I'm Mira Nablusi.